just love listening to that little musical intro. I don't know why it is, but that really sets me off. Like I'm really important, like the news. I don't know. What a great morning we've had so far. Great discussion from our callers and also from Scott, and I had a good discussion. We disagree. That's okay. We don't get mad at each other. But a very good discussion, and that's what the Talking Place here at WWGH is all about. Hey, by the way, the gentleman who called in during our first segment of the show this morning to tell us about the downed power line there right before you get to Denmark in Mount Gilead area. I did contact both the Marion County Commissioners and also the Morrow County Commissioners to let them know about that. So hopefully that'll be taken care of and nobody will get hurt because of the power lines being down. Hey, we are without Dr. Feynman today. It's kind of sad. Dr. Feynman has other things he has to do. He also is going to be gone the first week in July because he's going to be on vacation, which I hope he has a great time. Maybe with his son. I don't know if he's going out to Washington, D.C. or not, but we can struggle by. You've got me to tell you how despicable. No, that's not the word he uses. Disgusting some of these people are. Just to let you know, we had a big primary election yesterday, five states, something like that. But South Carolina was a place that a lot of people were looking because Representative Tom Rice, who was one of the very few Republicans who voted to impeach President Trump, he was primaried, and Mr. Trump's selected candidate did win there. So, therefore, in South Carolina, and I'm trying to look up what the, it doesn't give his name here. I thought I had his name, but I did not. Well, I've got it on my phone in another place, but if I change it, I won't get back to where I am right now. Also, Nancy Mace, narrowly, she was a Trump critic. But she narrowly did survive her Trump-endorsed rival. So kind of a mixed bag there for Mr. Trump. So Nancy Rice Mace will be the Republican candidate running in that state. Let's see if I've got anything more I wanted to tell you about on that. In Nevada, the Republicans chose a vocal supporter of Trump's lies, and I will say Trump's lies because it's been proven 61 out of 62 court cases that it is not correct. So therefore, in Nevada, apparently, the top pick was a Trump supporter, or was supported by Mr. Trump, and did win. In the Rio Grande Valley, I think they had a runoff. The Republicans really have developed strong gains amongst the Latino voters down there in that area, down in the Rio Grande Valley. I guess it's on the east side of Texas, down in the Rio Grande area. And they had a special election for the House seat. And let's see if it tells me who won that. I'm sure it tells me somewhere. I know it's on here. I put it in my phone specifically so I could tell you. Everything is hard to find when your phone is the size of the palm of your hand. I've rejected going to those big phones. I just don't like. There's no place to carry it in my pants pockets. Shoot, I guess I'm not gonna find it real quickly. Jim Marchant, a former state lawmaker and a leading proponent of Trump's lies, he won the Republican primary in Nevada for Secretary of State office. Let's see what else we've got here. He's going to try to replace Secretary of State Barbara Kegvasky, a Republican who repeatedly said there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud. So there's all sorts of, and it's kind of a mixed bag. There were Trump supporters that won, and then there were Trump non-supporters that won the primary. Let's see. Oh, here's the one that I was really looking up. Dan Sanchez conceded to Myra Flores in the special election down there on the border with Mexico, but in the Latino area. And I call it a Latino area because I think it's about 80% Latino, maybe not quite that high. In the area, it's Texas Grand Rio Grande Valley. But anyway, the Republican defeated Dan Sanchez, the Republican Mayra Flores. Mayra Flores defeated. Not good with names. I'm sorry. That seat, by the way, had been vacated by a Democratic representative. His name was Vila, and he resigned in March to become a lobbyist, which probably make a lot more money. I don't know. Let's see if there's anything else that happened. Maine, they tee up two different races. Let's see, the former Republican Governor Paul LePage is now set to take on Democratic Governor Janet Mills after the two got through their primaries. Former Republican Representative Bruce Poliquin survived a contest with conservative activist in his attempt to reclaim his former congressional district. The activist was Jared Golden. Mays has used a ranked choice voting system. I'm not sure what that means. See if there's anything else. In North Dakota, Republicans nominated Senator John Hoeven for a third term, which he widely expected, and the world widely expects him to be the nominee there over the Democrat come November. Okay, I think that kind of covers some of the stuff that went on in the primaries. They weren't as big as some of the earlier primaries, but that South Carolina thing was a big test for the Trump candidate, and he won one and lost on the other one. I guess that's about all that I had on the elections. Let's go back to did you watch the commission, January 6th commission? I've watched all of their show, all of their committee meetings. I have seen nothing that says what my lying eyes had told me previously. I saw nothing that made my lying eyes believe anything different than what they saw. It's quite interesting to watch these, and I don't know how well 20 million people apparently watched the first edition. I'm sure the second edition, I think it was on Tuesday, is that correct? Something like that. It was at a different time, probably not as convenient for people. So I imagine that television watching was not quite as much as 20 million, but it may have been. I haven't seen anything that tells me. But it's not riveting conversation. It's not riveting witnesses and stuff. Some of the video that a gentleman who shot the entire time for a documentary, some of the video is absolutely riveting. Also, a lot of it was taken directly from the police officers' body cams. And if you can watch that without believing that there was massive violence going on, then I don't know what you're watching. You're not believing your eyes. I know the committee has only two Republicans, but one of them, Liz Cheney, is as smart as a whip and as far right as you could possibly go. And yet she is one of the proponents that is really calling for her Republican Party to open their eyes and admit that Donald Trump's the fact that he keeps telling the world that it was a stolen election, it's really gotten, according to the commission, it's really gotten down to only one person that's saying it was stolen, and that is former President Trump. Now, he does still have some, and I'll use the term that they're using quite a bit on TV now, he has a lot of sycophants that will go along with that. I guess they're expecting something in return. But if they're watching the commission, listening to the commission, I don't know how in the world they can believe anything other than... Really, that was one of the things I said to my wife after the very first commission meeting. That's nothing we hadn't heard before. But it was, but I was shocked at how it really was a lot of what we had seen and heard before, especially if you were watching... My wife and I watch more left-side television than right side television, and what we were learning from the general television was that the left side was telling the truth and the right side was ignoring it. I don't think the right side was lying, they were just ignoring what was factual. Now, maybe some of the commentators, and Scott and I were talking about that today. If you're a commentator, and you're billed that way, you're commenting. You're saying what your belief is, or what you want to your belief to be. You're not necessarily saying facts. And the commission seems to be, in my opinion, seems to be totally factual. Not saying things that anybody can deny. The fact that Mr. Trump's family members came on and said basically that, well, two of them did, that they had been told that he had not won and that they believed. Ivanka said she believed the Attorney General when he said that the president had not re-won the position. She believed him because he was an honorable man. I'm not sure I agree with her on that statement, but that's another fight for times to come. But she did indicate that she believed what he said. And now we haven't heard yet whether they, whether his family members, I don't think we've heard, whether his family members have actually contributed to saying things to Donald that maybe he should back off. Now, maybe we have heard, but the second commission hearing that went on, we watched from our new motorhome. And there were all sorts of things going on, so I didn't watch as carefully as I probably should have. Fortunately, it didn't rain till much later. But if you'd like to call in, I mean, truly, if you have an alternate impression of the commission, I would love to hear from you. I'm not going to be one that's going to say you're a liar or or call you a name or anything like that. I would like to understand why there are people that still believe Mr. Trump and that the election was stolen from him. If you have an answer to that, I would like all my listeners to hear it too, because it's something I have never ever found a positive. I mean, I've never found a reason why anybody would believe that the election was stolen from him. 91 out of 92, I think it was, courts found in opposition to that. And if I recall correctly, the one court that was in favor, that favored Trump's side, it was a very minor point of order, I guess you'd call it, that they judged on. Now, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, has come out and said he's watching this, which gave Scott a cause, a reason to pause. He believes because the Attorney General says he's watching this, he believes that he's learning a lot from it. Now, I believe he's learning stuff from it, but I think he probably knows in the back of his mind, which something none of us know. I'm sure he knows way more than what we know. And my opinion, and it is just my opinion, is he knows the president's guilty of the things he's being charged with, like inciting the riot, lying to the public, as far fraud. It's just, you've got to have, you don't, since it's never been done before, no attorney general is ever going to want to go to the grand jury and say, I think, you want to go to the grand jury and say, this, 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 and this are the reasons why, and have it nailed down solid. And therefore, he would be a fool not to listen to all the testimony that's coming before the January 6th commission. And I definitely don't believe that Merrick Garland is a fool. He should be one of our Supreme Court justices. Had there not been some sort of shenanigans going on within the Republican Party to not allow it to happen, which I will never forgive them for. Never. Now, the latter two justices that were appointed under Trump, well, I'm absolutely certain that a lot of arms were twisted almost to the point of yanking them off to get Kavanaugh. And then the young lady that was selected as a justice, she was selected just days before the change of office. And I believe if anybody had a reason not to be approved until after the president was changed, she was one of them. And yet the Republicans didn't believe that way with her. Yeah, it smacks, it stinks. It smells like dead salmon that have been dead for about 4 weeks. Not real good. Anyway, you may disagree with me, and I hope if you do disagree with me, you can call us here at 740-383-9944. And please, I would like to hear anyone give me an explanation of why you believe that the election was stolen. I will let you spout the talking points. I did hang up one time on a lady that was providing me with talking points that I had heard way too many times from the same person. But I don't usually hang up on people. But I would love to hear a factual statement of why you believe the elections were stolen. Now, I like to use the word it's been proven, but apparently it has been proven that the voting machines were not corrupted by anyone. It is apparent that the voter counts were correct. Even the, what are they called, something, voter ninjas or something like that. They counted and they counted and then they counted and they counted and then they counted again and counted again. And they came up with the feeling, even though you knew they were trying to find fraud, they found none. And that was in Arizona. To me, that was more proof that there was no voter fraud than all the judgments that came out of all 61 of the judgments that came down stating that there was no voter fraud. Let's see. What was it? Oh, hang on. I've got to look at my phone here. Again, please give us a call if you've got any reason why we should believe that there was the election was stolen from Donald Trump. And do you believe another thing? Scott and I and a couple of our callers hashed over my entire show that I was going to say today. But the one thing that really proves, if nothing else, that there was voter fraud involved and it was on the Republican side is when the President of the United States, being taped by audio recorded by a Republican Secretary of State, and I believe he had told, I believe the president knew he was being taped or recorded. Struggle to say taped. We don't tape stuff anymore. It's electronically recorded. But anyway, I believe that if there is nothing else, when he said on the recording, all I'm looking for is 11,799 votes. I think that's what the number was. It was something like that. If that is not voter fraud or the attempt to intimidate voter fraud, I don't know where we go from there. And it's in his own words. It's with a Republican Secretary of State who has no reason. And ever since then, that Republican Secretary of State has really continued to be very Republican, and that's fine. I wish we could get back to the point where my Republican friends were Republicans again, as opposed to Trumpites, or whatever we're calling them. I know today has been kind of a bashing of Mr. Trump, but watching these commissions, I don't know how you can think anything other than if nothing else, mentally, it's corrupt. Telling us so many lies. And I know there's subject for disagreement with that the president told 35,000 lies while he was in office. Let's say it's half of that. 17,000 lies. That's still way too many. And I said right toward the end of the first segment, or maybe it was the second segment this morning, that there are times when lies have to be told. You know, lies to your children about Easter bunnies and other mythical characters. Lies to a person that you love to save their feelings. Lies to another person that you love about a terminal illness that you have or something like that. I mean, there are times that lies are important, but not 35,000 times in 4 years. It is a good question that Scott raises about it. What is the motivation behind the president saying that he was the election was stolen from him, even though he knows that that's not true? And his family knows it's not true. And the sycophants that keep saying it's true know it's not true. And the commission knows it's not true. Eventually, and I agree with Scott on this, it will happen overnight. It's not something that's going to build so much. But one day we'll wake up and somebody will say, yes, there were tape recordings in the White House, like they did with Watergate. There will be some sort of fact that's going to just sway everything one way. Now, there are always going to be people that will disbelieve their lying eyes. They'll say it was made up, even though all the truth and all the studies and all the research and everything says it's true. There will be people that will call it a lie. You know, there are still people that say the earth is flat. So what can I say? There are still people that say the earth is only 4,000 or 5,000 years old. I don't know what to tell those people. There are people, I mean intelligent people, that say things like that. I did that speech by Friedrich Bonhoeffer. That's not right. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. That speech, a recap of the speech that he made when he was in a prison camp in Germany, where he talked about you cannot convince an ignorant person. You can tell them 1,000 times, but it'll never convince them. There are some people that just want to remain ignorant, and that's okay. We need that type of people. We need people with opposite opinions, right and wrong, just so that it makes us keep questioning. Not that it'll do us any good after we're gone. We'll be called names after we're gone if we question the wrong thing. But that won't bother us either, because we'll be gone. Now, some people believe that we'll know the answers after we're gone. I don't happen to be one of those, but I hope I'm wrong on that. But I don't believe I am, but I hope I am. So anyway, maybe we'll find out some answers as we keep listening. And please keep listening to these. Whether you agree or disagree, you will find things that they talk about that will astound you, You will find things that the commission has found out that will support what you believe and things that will not support what you believe. And you have to keep an open mind. You have to allow yourself some skepticism because not everything is perfectly black and white, right? Okay, we're down to our last 14 minutes. And nobody's willing to call in and say why they believe that Trump is right, that the election was stolen from him. I promise you, I will listen to what you have to say, and I will not try to sway you one way or the other. I will just listen to what you have to say, and when you're done, we'll hang up as friends. I would be more than happy to do that for anybody that believes that way. Well, what do you think about our economy? I know there are a lot of people who politically like to blame the president because that's a good talking point to raise if you want to... Get your candidate elected as opposed to the current president elected. These types of cycles come and they go. And I'm not saying that the president couldn't have done something better or worse. I'm just saying that these cycles tend to be out of the presidential's hands. We've had a lot of Republicans who have had horrible recessions and inflations. We've had other Democrats that have had horrible recessions and inflation. I believe if you'll go back in time and look at the presidents that get us out of recession and depression, tend to be Democratic. I think that's pretty much the truth, and you can call me and tell me if I'm wrong on that. Now, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt took over, we were into a horrible depression and stayed in one for quite a while. Eventually, he got us out of it. Now, I don't know whether we can blame him for getting us out of it, or we can just say, well, that's the way things happen in these cycles. But we were in a really bad depression at that point. I'm not sure that they're thinking depression. They are thinking recession. It may come from this because apparently the feds are discussing right now about raising the interest rate. And that hadn't been done very much. But they're thinking of raising it 0.75 point, which apparently hasn't been done in decades. And that's a way that they can kind of curtail the inflation. That usually sets the fire all out, but the problem is it creates other problems, like people can't find work and things like that. So I guess we're kind of at the leadership of the gods of finance, and that's not something we have a whole lot of control over. We are in a capitalistic society, and the capitalistic society is ruled by capital, not ruled necessarily, especially when it comes to financial things, not ruled by a particular political party. I don't ever blame the Republicans because they couldn't get us out of recession or depression or inflation. I try not to. I mean, sometimes I think about it, and I just mentioned that it's usually a Democrat that gets us out of them, but that doesn't mean the Republicans weren't trying and also contributing to getting us out. But we all have to do our own little point. Um, I, I, cannot believe how many people, my wife and I, who just bought a vehicle that only gets about 12 miles to the gallon, but we do not complain about the price of gas because it's not something, we knew it full well going in. I do see people complaining about the price of gasoline all the time. And sure, it's not good. I'd rather have 25 cents a gallon gasoline like I had when I was 15 or 16 years old. But we don't have it. And you've got to live with the facts as they are, even though they kind of jumped on us, didn't they? And it was in connection, or it was at the time of a new president taking over, but the new president didn't do something drastically different than what had been going on, except he did give you all checks so that COVID wouldn't destroy your livelihood. And that probably had something to do with lighting a little bit of this fire. But had you not had that check, what would you have done? I don't know. People would have, a lot of people would have been homeless. Some people might have even starved to death. So you got to take the good with the, or the bad with the good, right? There are good things that are going on. Everybody's got a job. The price of gas can be minimal to you if you just decide, okay, I'm not going to take all these little extra trips. My wife and I took a trip in our new motor, 12 miles to the gallon motorhome. We took a trip to Delaware as opposed to going to the dunes over on, which is where I'd like to go, over by Chicago. But we decided we're not going to spend that much money on gasoline. So you make your own choices. You don't blame it on somebody else if your car, if you bought a car that gets bad gas mileage, or if you drive like an idiot. Boy, I hear a lot of that around Marion. I don't know why. People gunning the engine and then letting off and then gunning it again and squealing their tires. That, you know, that doesn't do very much for your gas consumption other than suck the gas out. I don't know why Marion has so many would-be rocket men. There are so many people on our streets that like to act like they're, I guess, they're IndyCar race car drivers or something like that. I don't know. If you would slow down, I understand. When I, in my motorhome, I drove 60 miles an hour on that stretch of traffic of 23 going from Waldo all the way to Marion that says 65 miles an hour. And I went 60 because I wanted to save some gas. And people went by me. I'm sure there are probably people going by, oh, look at that old man driving so slow. I was saving gas. They were not. And they're going to bitch about the price of gas, right? Oh, well. By the way, the United States is not anywhere near the top of the price list of gasoline. There are places in Europe that are spending over $10 a gallon. And maybe that's a good thing that we're going to get electric automobiles. I'm sure the money people will find a way to jack up the price of electricity so that they can make more money when you fill your car with electricity. But so far, so good, right? As a matter of fact, I have beautiful lights in my backyard that run entirely off of the sun and don't cost me anything in energy and don't burn any energy. Well, what they're doing is they're using the sun's burning of energy. Now, they have started to find ways to tax that type of energy, and they have found ways to charge you for using solar energy. If you want to put your solar energy back into the grid, I'm not so certain that it's a good thing to do. I think they actually charge you for doing that, but I'm not positive of that. So I'm going to shut my mouth rather than telling you some lies, all right? Let's see if I've got anything else I wrote down here. Well, I think I've pretty much talked about. Hopefully next week we'll have Dr. Feynman on. Dr. Feynman and I have been really struggling to communicate. For some reason or other, when he calls me, I don't get the call. If he texts me, I'm not getting his texts. I did find out that his texts were going under a name that he had never heard of. So apparently my phone was picking it up incorrectly. But we're going to work on it. Adam, if you have any ideas to help us out, give us a call. But next week at this time, we will have Dr. Feynman on, and he will tell us what's right in the world and what's wrong in the world. He's has another thing that he's required to do today. That's why we don't have him today. He's not ill or anything like that. He's got some other commitment that he has to do. We've had him on, I guess, pretty darn near 3 years. He does a great job. I know that Adam had him on for a long time prior to that. I think he's actually been on our radio station for almost 5 years. He could tell you exactly how many shows he's done. He keeps track of that. He always gives us information that we didn't know before. And if you want further information about Dr. Feynman, go to his blog. Just type in his name and look for his blog, and you'll have all sorts of very good, informative, and true information. I know that he fact checks his own stuff, and that's really important. And if, like when I said that business about Republicans being more likely to have not corrected the financial problem, that probably should have been fact-checked, and I probably am wrong on that. And if I am, I apologize to you. But try to fact-check everything you hear, because we are getting so much. They're not even alternate facts. They're non-facts. And they're being foisted upon us by people that don't give a darn about you and me. All they care about is their bottom line or their power line. And it's not going to help any of us if we lie our way into a situation where the world falls apart around us. A lot of people are concerned about us losing our democracy. I am not, but I'm always an optimist, or usually an optimist. And I believe we'll get through this. We just got to keep trying. Okay? You've been listening to A Progressive Life. I'm Glenn Coble. You're listening to WWGH 107.1. And thanks for joining us. Talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, it's...